Nobody in that house, practically speaking, but her man. And now that Mona knew the history of the Mayfair witches, now that she had finally got her hands on Aaron Leitner's long document, there was no keeping her out of First Street any longer. She had questions about what she'd read. 13 witches descended from a Scottish village called Donalith, where the first had been burnt at the stake in 1659. It was just the kind of juicy history you dreamed about having. There had been things in that long family tale that had meaning. Uncle Julien's life had been of special interest. He had once danced up there with ancient Evelyn. The Talamasca had known about that. The history had passed over ancient Evelyn and her granddaughters Gifford and Alicia's only child, Mona. Mona's Aunt Gifford was far away from New Orleans tonight, in her house in Destin, Florida, hiding from everyone and everything, and worrying. Aunt Gifford was a tender and loving soul, and there was no one better when you needed to talk practical things of life. What was Mona going to do now that she was out on Mardi Gras night, free? She knew. She was ready. First Street was hers. The great dark house with its white columns was whispering to her, saying, "Mona, Mona, come in. This is where Uncle Julien lived and died. This is the house of the witches, and you are a witch, Mona, as surely as any of them. You belong here." The house itself looked to her as it always had, beautiful, mysterious, and inviting. Though she had to admit she'd liked it better when it was a spidery ruin before Michael came with his hammer and nails. Of course, Michael saved it, but oh, if only she'd gotten into it once while it was still ruined. She'd known all about that body they found in the attic. They talked a lot about that body upstairs. They talked about Cousin Deirdre, the heiress who had wasted away in her catatonia. They talked about all the mysteries of First Street House. The first time Mona had ever come into First Street, before Rowan's marriage to Michael, she had fancied she could smell that body still. Well, Mona would get to that third floor room now. Smells. She wanted to investigate that other smell. The smell that had come with the disaster at Christmas. Mona wanted to touch everything. She wanted to look for the Victrola. The pearls? She did not care about the pearls. She wanted the Victrola. And she wanted to know the big family secret. What had happened to Rowan Mayfair on Christmas Day? Why had Rowan left her new husband Michael? And why had they found him drowned in the ice-cold swimming pool, just nearly dead? Everybody had thought he was going to die after that, except Mona. He wasn't going to die. He had something extra to him which Mayfair's always had. He could see ghosts, she knew. So much to learn, so much to uncover. Being 13 was kind of like